What if you lost your resolve? Too dramatic? Okay. What if you shifted your resolve? Happy New Year to you all. It is a new year, and how many of you think about the new you in the new year? Yes, you guessed it. Today's quest for clarity is a quest for the perfect New Year's resolution. Now, I actually don't know if there is a perfect New Year's resolution. I must admit that I did not make a formal New Year's resolution this year, but I certainly had lots of time to think about it. I had some very interesting conversations with family throughout the new year, over the Christmas break and the Christmas holiday, and some talks about who do you want to be in the new year? How do you want to be in the new year? Is it something that you want to do differently? Something that you want to think about differently? There are all kinds of ways to approach the whole new year, new you philosophy, isn't there? But what I would like you to think a little bit about is, and the topic for today on our quest for clarity, is a little bit about the box that we put ourselves in when we think about and when we create, or when we set out, I guess is a good way of saying it, when we set out to resolve or to do something different in the new year. Now, I, of course, am not saying that you shouldn't do it, because I think that personal growth of any kind is a fabulous thing, and that we should always be thinking a little bit about, well, how can I look at that differently? How can I feel differently about that? How can I move through that in a different way that's more positive for myself, but is also more positive for the people around me? And that, I think, is something that we need to do more than once a year, for sure. But if you're going into the new year with some big ideas about change, or some strong ideas about change, I'm going to ask you today to think about them a little bit differently. Or at least I hope it will be a little bit differently for you. Because I would ask you, first of all, when I say to you, have you made a New Year's resolution? Do you have a New Year's resolution? What is your New Year's resolution? My first question is to you, how does that make you feel? Yeah, I know, you know, I'm all about the feeling. How does that make you feel physically, emotionally? When I say your New Year's resolution, what is it? What's the first one that pops into your mind? What is the one that you have made a zillion times before and that you keep making and that just doesn't seem to stick? Does it have an emotion around it? Oh, I bet it does. I bet it does. And it's probably not all that great, is it? Yeah, I know. And it was interesting. I did a little informal survey of family and friends and the people in my life, and just asked about what's the most common, or what's the most repeated, probably is a better word. What's the most repeated New Year's resolution that you, as you look backward at your history, what is the most common resolution? And without exception, what was the one that came to pass? Do you know what it is? Don't you? Yes, it is. It is weight loss. It is weight loss or getting in shape. Kind of the same thing in the end, isn't it? And so that was the most common one out of all of the people that I very informally surveyed. And I would say to you that probably at some time in your life, maybe that has been one for you as well. So then, of course, my next question is, how does that make you feel? Did you feel as though you were successful? Were you successful? Did you maintain it? Did you start strong and then, yeah, not so much, kind of faded away? It happens, doesn't it? Yes, it does with New Year's resolutions. We start strong and then we fizzle. Well, why does that happen? That is what we're going to talk today about. So first of all, begin with that feeling. Begin with that feeling of, what does a resolution feel like to you? Because I would suspect, though I might not be totally correct, but what I would suspect is that most of us think about New Year's resolutions as restrictions, right? As things that make us, we have to change, and the change feels a little bit like a I can't think of a better word than restriction. It feels like a bit of a shrinking, doesn't it? A confining, a constriction, as well as a restriction, right? And I'm thinking, well, I don't know if you are, but I'm thinking that that's not a great feeling. So What if instead of a restriction making you, or a resolution making you feel restricted, what if it made you feel a little bit more expansive? Well, let me say it this way. Instead of your New Year's resolution or your resolve making you feel as though you have to make something smaller, or it has to be harder, or it has to be restricted, or it has to be limiting, you have to suffer a little bit, you have to restrict a little bit, you have to sacrifice, maybe, right? Because doesn't that feel like New Year's resolution to you? I'm going to lose weight. So how are you going to do that? What's the first thing? Come on, first thing. What's the first thing that pops into your mind? Well, the first thing that pops into your mind is, well, I'm going to cut out sugar. I'm going to completely cut out sugar, or I'm going to stop eating desserts, or I'm going to stop eating out, right? I'm going to stop. I'm going to not. I'm going to cut out. I'm going to restrict. I'm going to sacrifice. Doesn't that feel like that? Well, my goodness, how does that make you feel? It's not particularly positive, is it? Does it sound like a feeling that's going to keep you motivated? Not so much. Does it sound like something that's going to keep you buoyant as you maybe have some dips in your plan, in your resolution? Not so much. It doesn't really sound like a positively oriented thought, does it? No. So if you go into the new year thinking, I am going to cut this out, I'm going to stop this, I'm going to suffer through that, I'm going to sacrifice this other thing, I'm pretty sure that that's not exactly a recipe for success, is it? Not so much. So what if instead of thinking about restricting, what if we thought, flip that on its head, what if we thought about expanding? What if instead of thinking, what can we take away, sugar, dessert, whatever, what can I add? Okay, think about that for a second. So here's what I'm suggesting that you do. And I know I'm using weight loss as an example, because it's really a very common one. You and I both know that. It's a very common one, and it's one that makes for an easy example. So let's follow this through. So instead of saying, I am going to cut out all sugar from my diet or from my way of eating, how about you said, well, I really like sugar, and I think that might be really hard for me to do, because it might be bigger or more complex or more complicated or more difficult than I anticipate it being. So how about instead of making that blanket statement of I'm going to stop doing all of this, how about I leave that alone and I just say to myself, I'm going to add something healthy. Try that. How does that feel? So instead of I'm going to cut out all dessert, instead of doing that, I'm going to keep eating dessert and being aware of my dessert consumption, which is a good idea anyway, but I'm going to add one more serving of vegetables every day at lunch, or I'm going to add some fruit to my cereal in the morning, right? With my coffee, I'll have a piece of fruit. With my lunch, I'll have some cut up something that you like, peppers or carrots or something. So I'm not going to get rid of all dessert. I'm going to add something healthy. Doesn't that feel more manageable to you? Doesn't it? Because it feels like, okay, well, I don't have to. A couple things happen. This is the most important part. When I say to myself, and I'm sure you're the same, I'm going to cut out all dessert in my life. Okay, I'm going to cut out dessert. It makes me feel really bad about myself. It makes me feel like I haven't done a good job thus far with my eating habits, with my diet. It makes me feel like clearly I've messed this up, so I better get a handle on this and I better stop eating dessert. So across the board, I eat way too much. Well, it makes me feel like I'm not very conscious, or that I'm not particularly positive, or I'm not particularly healthful, right? But if I think about I'm going to add a serving of vegetables to my day, well, that makes me feel pretty good about myself, because it makes me think,
I've thought about this. I see an area where I could improve, and I am making a positive action or taking a positive action or a step in the right direction. Do you see the difference there? It's very subtle, but it makes, if something makes me feel better about me, well, the odds are much better, much improved, that I'll actually continue to do it. Don't you agree? So my challenge to you is to take your New Year's resolution, if you had one, have one rather, and if you're thinking about what can I change in the new year, instead of thinking about taking away, right, taking away the negative, what you see as negative, how about you add a positive? Think about that for a few minutes. So you say to yourself, let's try another example just because we can. You think to yourself, I am going to cut out all of the negative people in my life. I am going to evaluate, a strong word, I'm going to take a look at my friends and I'm going to decide, and the people who are in my life, the people that I work with maybe, and I'm going to decide who's a positive influence and who's a negative influence, and I'm going to cut all those negative people out of my life because I have to change the tone of my day-to-day living. Yikes, that sounds a bit challenging, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound a bit hard to, you're going to edit everyone out of your life, you're going to evaluate, you're going to assess, and then you're going to surgically cut those people out? Sounds a bit tricky, doesn't it? Now, I'm not suggesting to you that it's not possible, because that would be crazy. Of course it is. But how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel like, oh my God, I don't really want to go to work tomorrow? Or, oh my goodness, how am I going to make it through January? I'm doing all of this evaluating of other people. What if instead of that, you said, I'm going to consciously look for positive people in my life. I'm going to consciously look for positive interactions in my day. I'm going to consciously think about what makes a positive interaction in my day, and I'm going to encourage those things. Oh my God, doesn't that feel different to you? It just feels so much more open. It feels like a big breath instead of something that makes you shrink and go, oh no, how am I going to do that? Do you see the difference? So instead of thinking, what can I take away? I would like you to start to think about, what can I add? And there's something else that happens to you, which probably I should mention, because when I talk about feelings, when I talk about how does that make you feel, it's emotional, yes, of course, but it's also physiological, meaning something in your body is reacting to that emotion as well. So when you feel like that feeling that I just said of, oh my gosh, and you go shoop and you shrink a little bit, or you anticipate the difficulty that's coming, or you anticipate the work of getting out of bed every morning in the dark and going for a jog or going to the gym, or you think about not being able to have dessert with your friends on Saturday night when you have a Zoom call. When you think about those things and they make you feel like you are sacrificing and suffering and restricting, I know that sounds dramatic, but it does make you feel that way, doesn't it? Well, when you think about that and you feel that, guess what's happening in your body? Your body is saying, oh, this is bad. Oh no, this is not good. And there is a physical response to that. And very often, it's a stress response. Yeah, exactly. So when you're thinking that, oh no, feeling, that anticipatory stress of Monday morning at 7 o'clock, I have to go to the gym. Oh, you're feeling some stress. And when you feel anticipatory stress, your body responds accordingly. And guess what? The cortisol flows through, your breathing changes, you're not as relaxed, your emotional state changes, and all of those things have a physical effect. Not just emotional. So that's why I say to you, look for the feeling. Look for the feeling of expansion, not the feeling of restriction. So look for the positive that you can add, not the negative that you can pinpoint and take away. Does that make sense? Now, it takes a little practice, but clarity of all kinds takes practice. We know that. So it takes some practice to find the positive that you can add, right? Because we're kind of accustomed to that notion of cut it out or get rid of it or edit it or stop that, as opposed to do this. Now, I'm not suggesting to you that your one serving of vegetables, back to our weight loss example, our one serving of vegetables is going to counteract 7 days of dessert after every meal. I'm not suggesting that. But what I am suggesting is that one serving of vegetables will make you feel better about you. And in that tone and in that feeling and in that kindness to yourself, you know what? After one of those meals, you might not want dessert. You might say, no, I'm good. And tomorrow, maybe you'll have a little more in the vegetable department, or maybe you'll add a glass of water. And that will begin to change the feeling around the idea of weight loss or dietary change or you. And that's what we're looking for. That's really the goal of a New Year's resolution, is not to change and restrict. It's just to feel better about you. So pay attention. This is what I'm asking you. What do you do? Begin, as always, by paying attention. How does your New Year's resolution make you feel? And if it makes you feel like, oh no, then I challenge you to see if you can add something positive instead of, in your mind, taking something negative away. Okay, do you see the difference? I really genuinely hope you do. Now, it is a practice, it is a shift. You might need a little help with a friend, maybe you got a buddy that you can have a conversation with about, okay, here's what I want to do, here's how I used to frame it, how can I add something? How can I make it positive? How can I make a small change to move in the direction of that goal, as opposed to a wholesale, I'm going to stop doing that thing, or I'm going to restrict myself, okay? It's just a subtle change. It's just a subtle mental change. And I know that you can do it with a little bit of practice, and it makes the slow steps toward growth and toward awareness and toward change, it makes them all the more easy. Give it a try. I encourage it. It's been really great, as always, to share some ideas, hopefully some new ways of thinking as you go about setting out on the January of the new you. Not the new you. I don't like that expression. I've just decided. As you set about the January and the expanded version of you. How's that? So I encourage you to take a look at things a little bit differently as you move toward clarity. It has been great to share some new ideas with you. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about me and who I am and what I do, you can check me out at theclaritycoach.ca. And of course, if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it, rate it, comment. Would love to hear from you. It would really be great. And absolutely subscribe so that the next time we get together, well, you know that things are happening and that we're having some interesting conversations. And in the meantime, remember, clarity is a process. Clarity is a practice. So be mindful, be open, and above all, be you on your quest for clarity.